From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. It's time now for some of your comments on yesterday's program, and a great many of you had something to say about our interview with Cincinnati talk show host Bill Cunningham, who also had a lot to say. On Tuesday, he was warming up the crowd before John McCain arrived at a campaign event. Cunningham referred three times to Barack Obama using his middle name. He called him Barack Hussein Obama.
Well, in the interview, I said many people thought that by emphasizing Obama's middle name, Cunningham was also evoking foreignness and Islam.
Because if you assume the mere expression of a man's legal name is bigoted, then you must have difficulty with the name Hussein. And I do not. And actually, Barack and Obama are somewhat ethnic in themselves, which I think would be a great thing if an African-American but was able to be elected president, I think it would break down certain walls in this nation, and that would be a good thing.
John McCain subsequently distanced himself from Bill Cunningham, and Cunningham in turn withdrew his support from McCain.
Angie Dean of Chicago wrote, "The whole time Cunningham spoke, I felt like I was listening to a WWE wrestling program. I commend and appreciate NPR's commitment to bring many different voices to the table. However, his intolerant and self-serving bark is one I could have done without."
And Mary Jenner sent this from Chicago. "Driving home from school today, my 11 and 9-year-old daughters and I heard on your program Bill Cunningham defend his reasons for using Senator Obama's middle name. I can't believe that anyone would believe him," said the 11-year-old. Even children can see through Mr. Cunningham's self-serving revisionist statements.
But Larry Gunderman wrote this in Bill Cunningham's defense. "Obviously, your guy," I think he means me, Melissa, "had an axe to grind with someone using Obama's whole name. Cunningham also called Obama a hack, which he is, a socialist one, who is naive about international relations and foreign policy."
Okay, a sampling of today's email. You can write to us. Go to npr.org and select Contact Us from the top of the page. Please tell us where you're from and how you pronounce your name.